Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What a weekend. Like, it was a great weekend, but it was a crazy weekend at that. So, this is SC Wally, we're on MSL Radio, as always. I'm SCU, next to, alongside me is Wally. And we all know Wally had a great weekend, because it was her birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was relaxing. Wasn't like, you know, it's not like 21st birthday where, you know, you go all out and everything. you know, things change a little bit as you get a little older. I didn't really have, like, too much planned. And usually, like, I would go out to my parents. They had their high school or my dad's high school reunion and everything, so they were busy with that. And so I was kind of like, okay, I don't have to, like, get any pressure or anything. I can kind of just do what I want. Like, say, so I went for a run, and then I went to by the lake to the beach out here in Mequon, and just kind of, like, sat by a beach and just kind of enjoyed the weather. It was a beautiful day, and then just kind of hung out then, like, and yeah. Mm. And I was good with that.
Good.
I mean, like,
as long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So Wally had a relaxing weekend. I had a terrible weekend, but we're not going into that because. But we do have to address the nation. Tragedy struck, I believe it was last night, after 7 months on life support, Bobby Tita Brown has left us. 22 years old. She actually was born in Irvington, New Jersey. So that's even worse on me. She's, right, you know, well, 45 minutes away. Went to Edison High School. I go to school at Edison as well, so again, very interesting. I had no idea. I just looked it up, looking up what happened to Bobby Christina, and she's born in Irvington with Edison High here in Jersey. But, yes, Bobby Christina Brown, dead at the age of 22. She joins her mother, Whitney, up in heaven. So, yeah, but I just want to say rest in peace to Bobby Christina Brown. And now we move on. So, Colin Cowherd was with ESPN Radio for a decade. 10 years, exactly. And now he's not allowed back on because he says the dumbest things. I wouldn't say it was racist, but it was pretty terrible. He said that a third of Major League Baseball was from the Dominican Republic, and obviously pretty upset about that.
Well, he said that, but they're upset about is how, like, uneducated the Dominican Republic is. Not just that they're from the Dominican Republic, but just, like, the lack of education and all that. And, like, because that was all this whole thing, like, you know, you don't have to be smart to, like, be a baseball manager and all that kind of stuff. So, but, yeah, he was, I just got to, sometimes need a little bit of filter.
Right. Yeah. Like, come on, man. He should know not to say these things because he's been with them for 10 years. He should know how radio works. I don't know, maybe he just lost his mind. Eventually, he finally lost his mind after being with them for 10 years. He's like, you know, don't screw this, I'm done anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's definitely done now. They kicked his show off of the air. Like, he can not go back on, ever. I don't even know who was on today. I turned it on, and I was like, who are these guys? And they did not say the words to Herd. They did not say the Herd. They did not say they're filling in for Colin. They just said who they were and what they did. I was like, wow. Colin really effed up.
Yeah. I mean, his last day was actually, I think, supposed to be this Friday, originally. You know, so it's like, basically, cut him off a week, or, you know, 5 days early. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. A lot of people are upset with like ESPN, like for the way they like how they did it, and they're saying like because of the whole you know his deal with Fox Sports and he's leaving or whatever. Like I don't know, just like it was kind of like stupid to just fire him for you know 5 days and everything because he's going to be done on Friday anyway. You know, obviously you don't let that stuff slide by. What he said, I mean, you know, you give him a fine or whatever. I mean. Like they could have just suspended him for 5 days, and then, you know, he's done anyway. I don't know, like how to handle it. He's made he's said stuff in the past that's obviously rubbed people the wrong way. I mean, it's not like a uncommon thing for him, but yeah, just I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the way he was planning this when he decided he was leaving, he thought it was like sort of an emotional goodbye. Yeah, no. After 10 years, you're about to leave. You're about to say goodbye. You made all these great friends. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you fired, your show's not on for the rest of the last week. There's 5 days. That's all you had. It's 5 days. And you go ahead and you mess that up. But me and Colin, I can feel where Colin is coming from. Because at my last job, I was going to stay there until the end of August. And it was going to be emotional to say goodbye to everybody, all the friends I had made there. But I myself got into getting fired. So there goes that. So I understood. I didn't say anything dumb. I did something else. But I feel where Colin is coming from. With being fired after such a long time, meeting such these great people, it's just like a horrible ending. You know, it just sucks. I feel bad. I feel bad for Colin, but at the same time I don't because he's stupid for what he said.
Right. I mean, you just got, with things are like sensitive right now and, you know, everything's, you know, really heightened in that aspect. You just kind of, like I said, I mean, you got to really like think before you speak. And I mean, I know, you know, obviously the Colin doing the show by himself might not always have like, you know, that consciousness like to, you know, get out. Cause I mean, he does talk fast sometimes, you know, like he gets out of role and all this stuff. And I don't think that's how he intended to say that, but it's just like, don't keep rolling with it. Like, once it comes out of your mouth, you kind of back it up and say, oh, wait a second, that's not, you know, how I meant that or whatever. I mean, you just kind of try and save yourself a little bit on that and everything. So, yeah, I mean, it was just, we all got to watch what we say and everything and think about it before we say it. Like, when we're doing stuff like this. And I mean, having an opinion is having an opinion, but I mean, you kind of have to also be responsible as far as what you say.
Oh, yeah. And so maybe someday I'll actually learn that myself. But we'll see. But anyway, so yeah, Colin Cowherd is having a bad time right now, obviously. Being fired from the worldwide leader in sports. 5 days before he quit. And this is about time for Colin Cowherd. But Casey, it's a good time for you. What did you do besides the beach? Did you like go to dinner? Did you do anything? Like, what did you do for your birthday besides the beach and whatever?
Really, it was like I said, I mean, I just kind of hung out with a couple of people and, I mean, just basically just chill and relax. Like, I mean, out here in Wisconsin, like, with, you know, a lot of people, like, going out to the lakes and stuff, like, in the lakes and just, you know, having a bonfire and, you know, going out on the boat at night or, like, just, you know, chilling. I mean, like, if the weather's nice and it was on Saturday, then, yeah, it's, like, it was kind of, like, hanging outside and stuff. And, yeah,
did
I mean, I decided I wanted, like, there's this place, restaurant called The Chancery, and they have the best chicken fingers in the world, and they're my favorite. And that's just what I wanted. Like, I wanted to eat what I wanted. You know, I didn't need anything fancy. So I grabbed an order of those and everything and had that. Yesterday we cooked out some steaks and shrimp and scallops on the grill and stuff like that. And we're going to go out to dinner probably next weekend or something.
You mentioned it. You're from Wisconsin. You guys like to go to the lake. Now, this is obviously a corny ass question. But was there any cheese involved on this birthday weekend?
I'm thinking. No. I ate a cheeseburger for lunch on Saturday, but that's about it.
Cheese.
That's about it on that one. Yeah.
Well, it's Monday, so I guess both of us are sort of like still waking up. Sort of wild,
right.
Wild weekend. Yeah. Both has. We're gonna come back from waking up. And we're gonna talk chances. What am I talking about? You gotta find out next when we come back on SC and Wally on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
like this.
No.
So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen's Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
If you've been listening to the show a lot, you know that I love to write, and it goes far beyond sports. I actually write a lot more than sports. I write crime, I write horror novels, I write a bunch of different things. And I want to talk about just one thing that I'm working on right now, not right now as we speak, but right now, as time goes on, I'm working on a new book called Chances, and this is what I was talking about in the intro. We're going to talk chances today. But then we'll also talk chances in sports as well. I'm writing a new romance novel named Chances, where this boy moves from one state to another, he meets a new girl, he winds up falling in love with her, and now he has to choose him or his girlfriend or this other girl. So I'm excited to write this novel. I can't wait for everybody to read it once I get it all published. But yeah, that's gonna be a good book. Casey, refresh me if I'm wrong. Was it you that told me you also write, or was that somebody else I was talking to?
No, I think that was somebody else. I mean, I'll write columns for sports and stuff like that. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Must have been somebody else then. All right, then. So the chances in sports that I wanted to talk about was the NFL is in talks about a spring league. You know how the NBA has their summer league? The NFL is like, hey, why don't we do something like that? And we are pretty close to a NFL spring league, and the earliest it can come is next season. That would be so cool. I would really like to see that happen. An NFL spring league, watching football after the Super Bowl.
So would this be like, after the draft and everything, to work out the draft picks and all that, and some of the younger players on the team, the way summer league works, or in the NBA?
I would assume it would be like that, because if it is something like the summer league, where they don't play all after the draft, so new first year players can get a taste of what it's like to be in the NBA. Then, yeah, I would guess it would be starting, April, late April, early May, after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
Any opportunity to give, the rookies, more exposure to playing in the NFL system, because obviously, different from the college system is, I think, a good way to go on everything. I mean, and, like I said, other first, your players and everything. Yeah, I mean, more experience, the better. I mean, just as long as, you kind of, you try not to get anybody injured or anything, obviously. I think it's good practice.
All right. So, while it's not official, there are talks about it, and it could start as late as next season, or as early as next season, say, which means after Super Bowl 50, you have about 2 months. We could see football in the spring. NFL in the spring, I should say. There is football in the spring, but you guys don't know about it because nobody pays attention to the Arena Football League or all these other football leagues that go on in the spring. But, yeah, check that out. Keep an eye on it, I should say. I'll check it out. Keep an eye on it because it's very, very close to happening. NFL Spring League coming.
Well, here's another thing on chances. Stretching maybe a little bit here, but all right. So Ohio State, obviously we know that, they have three quarterbacks. And the other day, Thursday, quarterback Braxton Miller, he's going to switch to the wide receiver and H-back spot. So he's giving himself a chance at another position and a chance to even help the team further. Because, obviously – with having Cardale Jones and JT Barrett, battling for the prime spot, he probably figured this is my best way to be a contributor and maybe my better way for me to get into a quality team in the NFL, or, and everything like that. So you know, he's betting on himself, and that's good. And he's going to spend, like, 80% of the time practicing with the receivers and everything, and then still do, like, 20% of quarterback work and everything. So it could be interesting to see how it all plays out. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to it. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be – I think it's going to be pretty cool. And it shows, you know, it shows a lot if you're willing to, you know, put your ego aside and say, you know what, this is probably the best way to benefit the team as well as myself and everything. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does out there.
Yeah, I remember I told everybody I'm looking forward to this quarterback battle between it was Miller, Jarrett, Barrett, and Jones. Now it's just Barrett and Jones. And if I am Urban Meyer, looking back at JT Barrett, just started 11 games last season, threw like a lot of touchdowns. But Cardale Jones won the national championship game. You got to take that into consideration. Not only did he win the national championship game of Oregon, but they dominated. He started again the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin, and he just dominated the whole game when they beat Wisconsin 59-0.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think it was, you know, a few weeks later, actually, after New Year, they go on and beat the number one team in the land in Alabama at the Sugar Bowl, the college football semifinal. Nobody thought that was going to happen.
Nope.
And then they go ahead and they beat the Oregon Ducks in the championship. I thought that was going to happen. I sure the hell did. I didn't even think they were going to make it to the championship game.
Right. Well, some people didn't even have them in the final four, or, you know, the top four for the playoff. Yeah. You know, there's the whole big thing with TCU and, you know, Baylor and all that stuff, and that, you know, they should have been in.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. TCU deserved that spot. Ohio State deserved that spot. No way. Not the fact that they won the championship. Man, I'm just mad. I was mad as hell when they won the championship. Because Mariota should have won his final college game. He should have.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Now the Buckeyes are interesting. They have a quarterback battle. So I'll be looking out for that. So whoever watches the Andrew Powell show with Aaron Williamson and Eric Roberts, a big fan. Eric, Miami Hurricanes fan. But Eric is also an Atlanta Falcons fan. And what makes this all just, and they have like a little rivalry going on, those two, even though they're very good co-hosts together, like me and Wally. These two like to argue a lot about their football teams. Well, Eric just got the edge today. A former Florida State ball boy is going to the Falcons.
Oh, my God.
So, I hope the guys talk about it tonight on their show, 8-10 p.m. on MSO Radio. I'm going to be listening, obviously. I hope they talk about that. They have a big-ass argument about it, because that's just going to be funny to hear. That's going to be really funny.
All right. Okay, we got a little bit of Heat news, though, too. Heat's been making some moves over the last couple of days.
That's true.
Yeah. Yesterday, the big story was that Jabez Napier is going to Orlando. And for me, I'm cool with it. And I guess the Heat in return are getting, you know, future second round, heavily protected pick and everything. This helps make the way that they can sign Josh Richardson, the rookie, and everything that they got in the second round, who was really impressive in summer league. You know, they're shaving a little bit of cap space off. And then they traded Zoran Dragic, which is Goran's brother, to the Boston Celtics, per Dan Le Batard. And that's for also a heavily protected second-round pick in 2019, which basically means that the Heat would only – they'd get it only if the Celtics were one of the NBA's – had one of the NBA's top five records, so in 18-19 season, so who knows if that'll happen. But Goran was okay with it. And he because he understands that Zoran wants playing time, and he wasn't seeing that, you know, in Miami or anything. So yeah, that's gonna, you know, basically it's gonna help shave off between these two salaries. They're gonna possibly shave off like $11 million in salary and luxury tax. So So anything, you know, that kind of helps. And they're trying to stay out of having to pay that repeater tax and everything, but, or at least not make it as high, I should say. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens. So, you know, as far as Ennis, you know, if they do try to move Chalmers, you know, or Birdman, everything, but, you know, because they did two trades in 2 days, so after, you know, being kind of pretty quiet on the Heat's front.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny. They're getting rid of all these guys. They got rid of Rafia yesterday. Zeron's gone today. James Ennis is told to go somewhere else. And the Heat are still the top three team in the East. It's unbelievable. It's amazing that this team can get rid of all these players and still be great. That says a lot about the Miami Heat.
Yeah. And it says, you know, it says a lot about, you know, Pat Riley, obviously, and, you know, that he's always thinking and, you know, managing and all this stuff and just, you know, fine-tuning things the best he can and, you know, really putting together a solid roster. In other news, you know, the Cavs, today they signed Delly to a one-year, $1.2 million contract. So Delly's back. And yesterday they traded Mike Miller and Brendan Haywood to Portland. I think Portland gets like also two future second round picks. And basically they're helping the Cavs with their cap space and all that stuff. Portland's likely going to cut Haywood and eventually work a buyout with Mike Miller. And yeah, so it's, and the thing is with Haywood, like, because it was two, they both had trade exceptions, and Haywood had, one was like $10.5 million, which was the largest in the league, and so that was like hanging over them and everything, and Miller had like one that was almost like $3 million, so they'll get rid of that and get that off their books and everything, but likely that Miller and Haywood aren't going to stay in Portland or anything.
Casey Wallach with the Miami Heat and Cleveland Cavaliers news here on SCU Wally. Casey Fidette, keeping us up to date with the MSLs on Miami Heat. And, of course, the only other team in the East that could probably compete with the Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers, making moves as well. We are 13 days away from football, people. I don't care if it's preseason. It is live football. Live.
Mm-hmm.
So, now get pumped up, everybody. Because when football comes around, I'm going to be a lot more peppy than this. Especially on Mondays. On Mondays?
Oh, yeah.
Mondays? Well, oh, my God. Don't get me started. Because when my Cowboys win, Cowboys lose, I'll be crazy.
Yeah.
When a crazy play happens in the NFL, I'll be crazy. It's going to be a crazy-ass show when the NFL season comes around. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it as well. Yeah, plan on being on the happier side every Monday morning, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah, it's definitely looking forward to the football season starting. I miss it a lot. It's like it's probably my favorite day to listen to, like, sports radio, too, like, during the week. You know, it's during the NFL season on Mondays. It's because – like, everybody's fired up about everything and just get a whole bunch of
things. Right. Vikings Steelers kick it off, the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, Sunday, August 9th. I believe the game will be on NBC. 13 days. This has been FCN Wally and MSR Radio. Tomorrow's Casey Wallach Tuesday. And we're gonna be back tomorrow for Casey Wallach Tuesday. Until then. Peace.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Ernie III, here only on MSL Radio.